Greetings, Earthlings, and welcome to Live from Zarloth, a bi-weekly improv newscast from the depths of space, hand-delivered to your ugly front door by Shoulder Knife. At this time, we ask that you relax, boot up your improbability drive, and enjoy. Long live Zarloth!
Evening, subjects of the Empire, and Merry Flurgmas!
Merry Flurgmas, everyone!
Merry Flurgmas to every listener. This is, of course, Overlord Herc Dercules.
And I'm just Ron Spackman.
Regular old Ron Spackman. Hey, it's nothing to sniff at. He lost fair and square. We are so excited to welcome you to the LFZ Flurgmas episode.
Did I lose fair and square when you actually think about it?
Well, let's think about it. How do you think you lost?
Well, I think I lost by getting electrocuted.
Sounds fair and square to me.
I suppose so. The point is, it's Flurgmas.
And Flurgmas is a time for forgiveness.
That's right.
For reaching out to your fellow space alien and giving him a big kiss on the lips.
That's right. A smooch right on the face.
Come here, Tomlin.
Over here next, Tomlin. That's right. It's like a year of Jubilee for those who celebrate.
It's just like the year Jubilee. That's exactly what it is. Basically, LFZ welcomes you to our very Flurgmas special. Some things you can expect from today are, of course, some Flurgmas traditions from Ron and myself. Gomodians and Glorbonians have their own Flurgmas traditions, you know, as I'm sure all of you do as well.
That's right. I also, Well, I have a little gift for you at some point as well.
It's
customary on Flurgmas for Gomodians to exchange gifts, even going back to the tubes, yes.
And it's customary for Glorbonians to just take things on Flurgmas, so yeah.
Match made in heaven.
It's perfect. We'll also be hearing from some of your favorite celebrities from around the galaxy.
That's right.
What Flurgmas means to them, maybe some of their Flurgmas traditions as well. I won't spoil it, but you will be hearing from them very soon. Hang on a second. Oh.
You all right?
No, it's fine. I feel like my chair is closer to the floor.
Oh, yeah.
What? Huh.
Looks like the legs lost, I don't know, a few inches maybe?
Yeah, am I crazy?
No, it's definitely shorter than it was before.
He's done it again.
Who?
No, it's fine. Do you think he's here?
Why are you
Is
sweating?
He in the walls?
Herc, calm down.
Sorry. No, I'm sorry. It's been a long couple weeks.
It's Flurgmas, little
it's
buddy.
It's Flurgmas. Hey. I'm sure there's no nefarious forces at work that are trying to minorly inconvenience me into an early grave.
Oh, you wouldn't happen to be referencing the way you screwed me and Bov over.
Oh, don't say his name.
Oh, his name? It's not Voldemort.
Should not be
I can
named.
Say Bov.
Bov, who should not be named. It's fine. It's just ever since there's been so many minor inconveniences. It's driving me crazy. I know it's him.
Other than the chair?
Yes, all kinds of things. My Flurgmas wreath?
Yes.
You know my Flurgmas wreath?
Yeah, it's about, I don't know, 6 or 7 feet long, embraces the entire circumference of your home, yes.
Yeah, exactly. It holds it up. It's the foundation.
Yeah.
It was turned upside down this morning.
Impossible.
You'd think so, but it's not.
Is your home just upside down now? Did you wake up upside down?
Yes.
Oh.
I woke up upside down, and if that isn't Bov screwing with me, I don't know what is.
It does sound like him, to be fair. Well,
we're here to talk about Flurgmas.
Right, and dearest Overlord, I do not wish to leave you in a spot. That's right, everyone. On Flurgmas, you have to address all the Overlords as dearest. It's
That's
a tradition.
That's right. It's
so,
tradition. You might be killed otherwise.
Yes, so, dearest Overlord, maybe I can take your mind off things with this little gift I brought along.
I'd love to see it.
It is 2 turtle doves.
Turtle doves.
Now, as long as you wear this turtle dove around your neck, and the giver also wears the turtle dove around their neck, you will exchange personalities as long as you're wearing them. Here, give it a try. I'm wearing mine.
So if I put on this turtle dove, we'll switch personalities?
Yeah, just slip it around the neck real quick. Give it a go.
Yeah.
Do you like it?
I love this turtle dove that's around my neck. And all this to say that this turtle dove around my neck really makes me feel... My dear listening audience, this turtle dove makes me feel like I could broadcast for 100 years straight with no rest. And that would all be for you, my listening audience. I just... Yeah.
Well, that's great. It didn't mean anything.
I say a bunch of stuff sometimes.
You seem to just be kind of rambling sometimes and just not actually going anywhere. It feels like you're stalling for time.
Ron, there's no stalling that can make up for the deep void in my heart. That's it.
Checks out?
I gotta take this damn turtle dove off of me. It's making me so... It's making me crazy. All that to say.
Makes me feel like I want to commit crimes.
Baby and girl. Then... And then solve them.
Huh. Breaking news!
Ron, there's no news.
No, I don't have any news.
There's no news. The teleprompter is turned off.
I wanted to give it a try. I wanted to see what it sounded like in my voice. Just wanted to know what it was like.
You just wanted to know exactly what was going on. And you see, Tomlin's over there, and he's got garbos for Christmas. He is a Christmas-sized garbo. One garbo that's as big as he is, and he's wearing it like a hat.
Oh, Tomlin. Looking great. You got a flurbo on your head?
It's a garbo.
Oh, excuse me.
You said it wrong.
Sometimes I get the words confused because I didn't hear what they said.
Yeah, You seem to get confused a lot, and that's not your fault. It's how you were made. It's how you grew up.
Well, shout out to my daddy's... Oh, hold on. Tomlin's trying to... Tomlin...
No, Tomlin, not mine, too!
Stop pulling on our...
Huh. That was unpleasant.
I didn't particularly enjoy that one bit, and now Tomlin is wearing both around his neck and has exchanged personalities with himself. You okay, Tomlin?
Tomlin? He'll be okay.
Yeah, he'll be fine.
Yeah, I'm not worried about that at all.
Yeah, write it out, little buddy.
Now, if it isn't just time for our first celebrity cameo. Now, we asked a number of celebrities from around the galaxy what Flurgmish means to them. You know him. You love him. Our first celebrity who answered what Flurgmish means to him is, of course, Warlord Crump.
Oh,
you all know him. You probably fear him. Let's hear what Warlord Crump had to say about Flurgmish. Roll that tape.
Flurgmish! Flurgmish! No, no, don't talk to me about Flurgmish! I've been on porch pirate duty for 32 years. 32 Christmases of hiding behind bushes and inflatable snowmen waiting for some punk from the Pirates of Zor to swap a box of scented candles or an air fryer. You start to lose a little bit of yourself in the tinsel and tracking numbers. Christmas used to be about joy. Don't talk to me anymore. Go away.
It's good to hear he's doing so well.
Yeah, he seems to be doing A-okay, better than last we heard.
That's right. For those in our listening audience, Christmas and Flurgmish do align 6 out of 7 years at a time. So,
yeah, not every time, but most.
Yeah, every once in a while, our Flurgmish will end up on Boxing Day, so a lot of people celebrate both, and it's understandable. Like, on Go-Mode, a couple traditions actually blended. So there was a Santa Claus, a St. Nicholas, that was on Go Mode.
Oh, really? Okay.
That's right.
Yeah.
But as he might give little boys and girls gifts on Earth at Go Mode, he was a custodian.
He was a custodian on Go Mode? So
He just cleaned. He's great. Don't get me wrong. Huge white beard, red coat. By all means, yeah. But there's nothing supernatural about Claus.
He just walked in the front door like, that's it.
I mean, he was made in a specific tube for it, so he's built for it, just like Earth Santa was, you know, made in a tube. They share that, but
that's true. That Earth Santa Claus was also made in a tube, like 100%. A Go Modian. What was put in a Go Modian Santa Claus's tube to give him that job?
Yeah. So it would have been cranberries and holly.
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah, which is the same for Earth Santa.
Yes, that's why he's so jolly.
Mm. Now, Herc, if I may ask, do you have any particular Flurkmas traditions that you are indulging in this year as we celebrate?
Oh, I indulge in a couple every year. There's a couple. Ho, 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 indeed. That's a little Flurkmas personality for you. I will share two that interact closely. I have more, but these are the Glorbanian traditions that I have carried with myself to Palatone City everywhere I go. Mm. The first being the Flurkmas Grongolite.
The Grongolite?
Yes, the Flurkmas Grongolite. Have you heard of this?
I'm not sure I'm familiar.
Niche to Glorbanians. Well, it's a very wholesome tradition. We do it every year. Glorbanians invade the nearby planet of Grongol, capture a Grongolite, wrap it in Flurkmas lights, and have it stand in the corner of their living room. It's like, light the Grongolite.
Oh, does he just kind of watch for the next month or so?
Yep. He stands there, and eventually they got little, like little needles on him, you know?
Yeah.
They got little needles on him, the Grongolites, and they kind of slowly drift away, and he stands there, and they kind of fade away. We don't really even, you know, you kind of take out the husk.
Right.
Afterwards, but...
Or in our case, you don't really take out the husk until easily mid-February if you're doing well.
That's right. If it's like a healthy one, if it's going to last for a long time. And then the tradition that is related to that, of course, is Glorbanian standing around the Grongolite and singing hymns.
Right.
Yeah.
Naturally. I don't mean to press. Would you be willing to share your favorite? I have a personal favorite myself.
I suppose I could sing
this
one.
Yeah, give us a few bars.
This one is called Cook the Grongle. Goes like this.
That emotional part always gets me too.
Beautiful harmony, Ron. Yeah, thank you for joining me. See, you do know that one. You know
I do
that
die.
One. Yeah, that's very good. That's my favorite.
It's incredible that it's a song exclusively about killing, but...
Cook the Grongle.
Cook the Grongle. It's important. How does the Grongle do with the hooks and the... I assume you do an ornament thing as well. Does he handle the hooks well?
We have ripped all of his nerves out of him by the time that... time he's all hooked up.
Yeah, it's basically lobotomized by the time he makes it in your living room.
There's not much Grongle left in that Grongolite.
There is one, I believe it's a Glorbanian tradition that Gomo did adopt after
really?
We learned of you, all of you. You know, Earth has the Elf on the Shelf?
Yes.
We have There's a Hole in My Soul.
What's that one like?
It's just, you just cry in a closet, deeply introspective moment. You sip something, you cry about your problems, you know, existential dread. You knock it out in 20 minutes and then you enjoy the rest of the holidays.
Let's go get it all out of the way. I might adopt Hole in My Soul.
Give it a go.
That's
you'll
very
love it.
Good.
It's a good moment of reflecting. And not to throw you under the bus, but when it comes to a good moment of reflecting, it's no celebrity, but we did get someone very, very close to sweet Hercules Dercules.
Oh, to Herc? Oh,
that's right. Buddy, forget the celebrities. We got your mother.
My mother?
Oh, yes, I'm so very proud of my dear boy, and would love to share our Flurkmas traditions with all of you. Hasn't he just been absolutely phenomenal on Dancing with the Stars? Hercules? I'm not sure I have a son named Hercules. I'm the mother of Girk Dercules from Dancing with the Stars. Did you see the episode where he did the tango, removed his suit gland, flipped it in the air, then reinserted it back into his body? It was the episode where Andy got killed for messing up his double axle. You mean Herc? Yes, he was definitely around for Flurkmas, I suppose. He was probably off in the corner making his own sound effects or something. Anyway, any other questions about Girk?
Well, Mother Dercules always was a Glorbanian with one mind. Can't say I'm flabbergasted in any way, shape, or form that she would bring up Dercules in a news segment, all to do with my show, and me becoming overlord has not even crossed her mind, and, but Gurk taking out his soup gland and flipping it in the air, and, Andy died? Missed that episode.
Yeah, you gotta watch that back.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
That's crazy. Mother Dercules, if I could say one thing to you right now, Herc, it'd be...
Are you sure you want to do this on Flergmas?
I think this is the time. Every Flergmas, Mother Dercules, it's all Gurk. Gurk, Gurk, Gurk. Five Flergmases ago, you remember what you got me? Do you remember what you got me, Mother Dercules?
She can't hear you right now.
Oh, I was waiting for an answer.
She's not on the line. I understand you were probably expecting an answer because you heard the clip playing through the walls. That's not live. We got that on a pre-record.
I'm so confused. No, it's okay. It's good to know, though, now.
Yeah.
Mother Dercules, you got me a kazoo. Didn't even work. It was missing the zoo. It was pretty much just a cuh.
Got him a cuh.
And you know, I haven't retained that, but maybe think deeply. Think deeply, next Flergmas, about your other son, your eldest boy. Hercules Dercules, overlord of Peloton City, and I'm done with this. I don't want to talk about this anymore.
Dearest overlord, I am so sorry. We probably should have screened this before. It's almost like someone wanted you to feel bad on air
Who would do such a thing?
Who would do such a thing after, I don't know, you've been so pure of heart this year. I'm sure you're not on the baddie list.
What did you just say?
It's getting checked twice, Herc. Have you ever thought that after this year's events, maybe you are on the baddie list?
No, I've never been on the baddie list before. I get lots of gifts every Flergmas. I've always been on the nicey list.
Well, maybe you've been right on the cusp for too long. For those unfamiliar, those on the baddie list get a piece of coal thrown at their head at the speed of light.
But I've been an angel all year.
Oh, have you, Herc? I don't know. This feels like a good rewind time. Just so, I don't know, Saint Nick cleaning the Gomodian tubes can hear as well. He listens on a good
old. He does. He hears everything, yep.
He hears it all. He knows when I'm sleeping. He knows when I'm awake. Let's unpack the year for Herc Dercules. This feels like a good as time as ever, right? There's nothing else on the agenda. Let's see, you run for overlord. You've electrocuted people. You've disobeyed the principles of time travel. You've endangered countless people, hurt others. Percy here, he tries to sleep through the episode. He's not asleep. He's scared of you now.
Don't be scared, Percy. I'm just the overlord.
Oh, he's panicking. He peed himself. He's terrified.
Yep.
Herc, have you ever taken a moment to look in the mirror? End of sentence.
Ron, I have to be honest with you. Your words cut deep. You want to know my honest answer?
Yes, please.
Not once.
Expected.
Don't even own a mirror. I see nothing wrong with everything I've done over the course of this year. Heck, I'd do it again. Except maybe Dort. Dort?
Except maybe... You wouldn't do Dort again?
I wouldn't do Dort again.
You and Dort had such a meaningful night together.
I meant to say, Dort, you were one of...
Did Dort mean nothing to you?
I was trying to say I wouldn't date the Mormon Wiener Sausage Wives again, but Dort, if you're listening, you were a great lay. Would hit again.
Oh. Well, lovely. Well, I'd like to let you know that I was visited last night, if you must know, not by Dort, but by three spirits.
Three spirits?
Three spirits.
Really? Where were they from?
Well, one was from the past, but it came in one of the time machines that we had used, so it seems to be someone on a bit of a joyride, and our DNA was still in there.
Interesting. Oh, that's messed up.
It was fascinating.
So he found us.
I thought they were going to give me a lesson. They actually just asked for cash.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
It was not a good look. The present, I think, might have just been a burglar.
I mean, did he ask you to come in and know him better, man?
He did ask that, but then he did steal things from me.
Oh, that's not good.
He said, come in and know me better, man. I think that's what I heard where what he was actually was saying, I'm coming in, open the door, man.
So the first ghost asked for money. The second ghost took money.
Took money.
What did the ghost of the future
yes,
do?
Yes, the ghost of the future just
we'll
looked
take
at me.
Your money?
It was a little girl.
Oh.
That one actually was a spirit of some kind.
Oh, that's
interesting. I believe that was a premonition. She didn't ask for money, but she did look at my wallet a mighty amount.
It was implied.
It was implied. I was like, she will be taking money. I think there might have been grave services. She did take me to my grave. There
Next
was no Glorgmas. One crying.
You never know.
There were a bunch of Glorbanians singing around it.
Why would they do that?
That is the question. Even I don't know. I didn't know the year. There was snow over the date, and it messed me up. I'm Ooh. Still thinking about
you
it.
You didn't brush it aside dramatically?
I tried
go,
to, and then the little girl reached for my wallet.
Yeah, you do what you gotta do.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
Speaking of doing what you gotta do, this is a great time to introduce our next celebrity cameo. We have a very special guest. It's been a while since we've heard from him, but we thought that Flurgmas would be the perfect time to catch up with Bonzo the All-Knowing, our benevolent all-knowing friend who has had a very successful blog. Honestly, I haven't checked in on him since that last segment we had several weeks ago. I'm sure he's fine, and I'm sure he's just perfectly in love with LFG and all the good things we've done with him, for him, all the publicity we've given him over the years. I'm honestly excited to hear this tape.
Likewise. And being in possession of an all-knowing being now, I feel like there's even more we have in common.
Yeah, there's a kinship there. Yeah. All right, well, let's hear what Flurgmas means to Bonzo the All-Knowing. Roll that clip.
Wait, who are you with? Oh, Live from Zarloth? You're with Live from Zarloth? Oh, you mean the space podcast that dragged my name through the mud? That aired one of my mental breakdowns publicly without my permission? Yeah, and you want to now know what the true meaning of Flurgmas is? I'll tell you the true meaning of Flurgmas, okay? It's financial compensation, okay? It's financial compensation for defamation. That's right. No, I'm not giving you a word, okay? I'm gonna go keep my happy little Flurgmas with my 12-person molecule, and we're gonna have a great time without you, okay? Yeah, no, you can tell Ron Spackman to tickle my fourth tentacle, okay? Yeah, no, tell him I said that.
So 1 through 3 wasn't good enough for you.
Those are reserved for the Overlord.
Well, I got up in there.
You did?
I did, but yeah, once upon a time.
I guess he would know that.
I feel like this, in this context, reads as more of a threat, and yet I am hard-pressed to not take it as suggestive.
I think it could be a little bit of both. His, what was it, his molypolycule?
A molypolycule.
Molypolycule? Yeah, I think they're probably into that. Well, Bonzo, gotta say I'm a little surprised.
Yeah, are you getting the vibe that he might have been a little upset?
It's hard to say for sure.
Right.
There maybe was like a tinge of that, you know, a taste.
Yeah.
I'm gonna choose to take it all as positive, though. It's Flurgmas. It's Flurgmas. What else are you gonna do? You see, you gotta let those negative feelings just come in, go out the other ear, disappear, fly out the window like fairy dust.
Are you familiar with the year of Jubilee?
This is the second time
I'm
you brought
it
up
back
the year
around.
Of Jubilee.
I feel like I didn't.
I think you
want to
talk about it.
I
so
really
want to
bring
it.
Up the year of Jubilee. It's every 7 years debts are forgiven, and I don't think it's a mistake that Christmas and Flurgmas align. Now, the year of Jubilee, you may ask what it has to do with Christmas. Great question. The answer is nothing. There is no correlation between the two.
So you just wanted to bring it up.
I'm reaching. Okay. All that to say, it does connect in the sense that that there is assuredly some reason that Christmas every 6, Flurgmas every 7, you know, that's where it deviates. 7, the number of perfection. What I'm saying is, all the people I owe money to, how about you forgive those debts?
That's actually not a bad way to be thinking about it. However, Ron does owe me money, so, as Overlord, I am vetoing the Year of Jubilee.
Wow, a little, anti-semantic, don't you think?
Not the first time I've been accused of that.
Yeah, probably won't be the last.
I am an Overlord after all.
Yep, you and Miss Rachel. Oh, speaking of anti-semantic, we have another person here to share some of their Flurgmas traditions.
Ronald, it's good to hear your voice. Well, I've missed you, Ronald, and I will just briefly tell you about my family's traditions. We will sail the Christmas trees. That's right, we do. Not just any old Christmas tree. We sail the wassailing apple trees. Me and my family, we would go out to the orchards in the dead of night with all of our guns and torches, and we would find the biggest, tallest apple tree that we could possibly find. And we would first pour out all of our cider and all of our wassail onto the roots of this apple tree as a sign of demanding fertility from this apple orchard for the next season. And then after that, we would bang our pots and pans, and then we would shoot all of our weaponry into the air and try to scare off any evil spirits, and hopefully all the good spirits just stay in the roots and get absorbed. After that, we would chant, my blood is your blood, or something like that, from my fruit to your fruit, and we'd feed the fruit back into the roots, or something like that. It's just hard to remember now, because frankly, Ronald, I haven't done this tradition in a very long time, because my family is dead and gone, and I have you to thank for that, Ronald, and I will tell you something. I miss you something terrible, Ronald. Are you still dating that Hercules? Because that man, child, red thing, whatever he is, he's all right. I do love Mary Flug, Miss Hercules.
I feel like I've needed to address this once or twice every week.
Please.
I am not dating Herc Dercules. I despise Herc Dercules.
Make this clear. Are you dating Hercules Dercules? Because that seems to be someone else. I don't know who that is.
Yeah, look, if you're looking for viable information off of our meteorologist, Daniel Stormy, you've come to the wrong place.
Yeah, that well has run dry.
Long since. Also, I feel it is necessary for me to acknowledge it is not my fault the Stormies are not around, and I'm sick of this slander that has lasted for 2,000 years at this point, that I had something to do with their vanishing. I am sure they are fine. I am sure it is not some crazed accident that they just disappeared from every corner of the cosmos 2,000 years ago. There must have been some reason. And I'm sick of the slander, and it's time to put this to bed. I'm sure they're fine, wherever they are. They probably left Daniel behind for some specific reason. That's all I have to say about it.
You're saying that Daniel Stormy is just kind of a whatever?
He's a whatever.
Where's his family, Ron?
Okay. I'll say it again, despite having just said it.
Okay, maybe not the whole thing.
The slanderous rumor, and maybe Earth wouldn't be as familiar with this. There used to be a plethora of Stormies. There were Stormies in every corner of the cosmos. They had a monopoly on weather. They were doing it out the nose. It was weather all the time.
And classic monopoly weather.
It was just Stormies everywhere, as far as the eye could see. And then, just one random June evening, they all disappeared at once. Their clothes left on the ground behind them. Fascinating, you might say. Suspicious. But one Stormy remained, lasting, year in and year out, unchanged, untouched, and yet decrepit as can be. Daniel. Daniel endured. His family nowhere to be seen. People speculated. They were like, oh, maybe they were chosen. Lifted to a higher plane, another dimension, perhaps. A whole dimension of Stormies. Can you imagine it? Nothing would ever be said. It would be
ever.
Snot.
Yeah, it would just
be
talking.
Snot and goop all the time. The thing is, that evening, I was announcing my graduation from baby Gomodian to lifted Gomodian, a coming of age. And it was to be a big deal.
It was his quinceañera.
Exactly. It is exactly like a quinceañera. Every single detail is identical to a quinceañera. And that very evening, as I spoke live to the cosmos for the first time, my first broadcasting moment, every Stormy vanished. I had nothing to do with it. It was a fluke timing thing, and yet because of the significance of the moment, Daniel bonded himself to me. I seemed to be a remnant, a last trace of his family, and I had nothing to do with their disappearance, and I'm sick of hearing about it. Thank you.
Well, that's a lot to take in. And I'm sure at no point in the future will we ever touch again on the disappearance of all the Stormies and the crazy story that could make. A whole plot arc, some might say.
Some might, but let's not.
Let's not.
Because I'm not talking about it.
He's clearly not talking about it. Ladies and gentlemen, we are just about at the end of our time. We thought it'd be special to finish our Flergmas episode with one final guest cameo. Someone we all know and love very well. Someone very special. Someone who maybe is a lot of someone's. If it isn't, the pretzel. Let's take it away, the pretzel.
Merry Flergmas from the Greg. It is that special time of year where the high mind can get together and celebrate the true meaning of Flergmas. Even the Jewish sector will come together to come over and spin the chutz. But for real, it's a sentimental time of year for the Greg, where we can get together and remember the one individual who has saved us from our sins, the unspotted lamb, the sacrifice for the greater kind of humanity. Greg.
Dadgummit.
Dang it.
Dadgummit. I was so jazzed about the pretzel.
That was going to be the pretzel.
Is this Tomlin? Tomlin, did you do this? I was gassed out of my mind.
How do you mess this up so bad? That was the Greg. We hate the Greg.
He's still swapping personalities with various things in the room.
Yeah.
He's putting the turtle dove on various objects.
Put the lamp down. Tomlin, don't put it on Percy.
Don't put it on Percy.
Tomlin, are...
I see a dark void before you, Ronald. And a less dark void in front of you, Hercules.
Tomlin? Percy? What is this?
Why are you floating in the air?
I see a great darkness in front of you. I see a storm approaching.
Very foreboding, little buddy. I think we're going to need a little bit less cryptic, a little more detailed. Do you think you could give us a
You're going to crash your spaceship. You're going to crash. Ronald, you're going to crash.
I've never even had so much as a fender bender.
Ronald, you're going to have more than a fender bender.
You're going to crash. This is like my fourth Flergmas vision or something. Can you give me specifics? Maybe I can avoid this. Maybe, spirit, perhaps there is time to change. I do not want to crash.
Ronald, listen closely to me.
I'm listening.
Ronald?
Yes?
You must keep the spirit of Flergmas in your heart all year round. Or you're going to crash.
I will do it, spirit. I will keep Flergmas in my heart year round. And in every corner of my heart shall Flergmas sing. I will open this window. Dear boy, what day is it?
Why, it's Flergmas Day, sir.
Excellent. I want you to take this small stack of bullion I keep under my desk and buy the biggest Christmas flabombardus and take it to the Cratchit! Catch!
Ron, that was way too much bullying for that kid.
He was...
You killed him!
Crushed instantly.
He's dead, Ron.
I will be keeping Flergmas in my heart, though, for the record, Percy Tomlin. I will be doing that.
Oh, good.
This has been Live from Zarloff in a very special Flergmas episode with your overlord, Hercules.
And regular, non-driving Ron Spackman.
And all-knowing Tomlin Percy.
Yeah, let's take that turtle dove off your neck.
Yeah, give that here.
No!
Just pop it off.
Yeah, there we go. Okay. Everything's back to normal. Everything's okay.
Merry Flergmas, everyone.
And to all, a good night.
This has been Live from Zarloff, a Shoulder Knife production. Herc Dercules was played by Joey Fajone. Ron Spackman was played by Andrew Fajone. This episode featured special guests Judah Fox as Warlord Crump, Justin Abels as the Greg, Nathan Rousseau as Bonzo, Lynn Fajone as Mother Hercules, and John Paul Fox as Daniel Stormy. Art design by Bernadette Schwagel. Audio production by Joey Fajone. Theme music by Andrew Fajone. Want to keep up to date with Shoulder Knife and never miss a new episode? follow us on social media, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and follow Live from Zarloff on Spotify and wherever you listen to your podcasts. Thanks for listening, and see you next time.
Hey guys, it's Bonzo, the all-knowing, and I am thrilled today to be on the Live from Zarloff podcast. I'm forgiving the fact that the last time I was featured on the show, it was during one of my many mental breakdowns, and I was not consulted with whether or not I thought that should be aired publicly for the whole universe. But I'm forgiving it in the spirit of the holidays to answer one simple question. What does Flergamus mean to me? Now, I know that this might surprise some of my listeners, as well as the Live from Zarloff listeners, but my favorite part of Flergamus is relatively simple. It's just coming together. Like group sex. Just a bunch of blues and greens and reds and so many arms and tentacles just all wriggling about in holiday cheer. And remember, there's just as many holiday traditions as there are people in the universe. So don't make fun of any holiday tradition just because it's a little different than yours. Just because you decide that maybe you want a little bit something more out of your life and you want to explore beyond the boundaries of your family like a normal human being. Anyways, that's enough from me. Tune in next time. And don't forget to check out the Bonzalog blog, Singalog. I don't even care what the title is. Why did I choose that? Can anybody tell me why I chose something that was so difficult to say?